Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Gamertag Radio.
Welcome to a brand new episode here of Gamertag Radio. This is your host, Danny Pena, and also have the one and only Paris Lilly. What's up, Paris?
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Not doing great. Dolphins, 0-3. Not looking good. Not looking good. Our season is not good at all.
Can I tell the story? Yes. So, you know, we were in New York earlier this week for Fallout 76 event. And that Monday night, got in late, like literally my flight got delayed. I'm in the car in the Uber watching the Monday night game. It was the Bucks and the Texans. And then, you know, I met up with you for a little bit. We walked around Manhattan for a little bit. And then I went to dinner with a couple other friends. So we're at dinner. Now it's in the fourth quarter with Baker, you know, that last drive with Baker and everything. Yep. And I'll keep it nameless. But the people I was with are trying to talk to me. And I'm like, this is me. This is me the whole time. I'm like, I didn't want to talk to nobody. I just want to watch the game. I literally had to watch the whole game on the freaking phone in dinner. I should have just sat in my room.
You know what? When we went to that restaurant, I'm like, how the hell Paris is going to watch this? Because the TV is very far.
I know, because the TV was on the other side. I couldn't even see it. So, I was watching the game on my phone. I was like, F that.
Well, next time you go to New York City, you got to stay a little bit, at least a day or two extra.
I regret it, yeah.
And I could take you to my neighborhood. We could check out some restaurants. At least we went to the Nintendo store. Very small, right? It's not the biggest thing. And we did Times Square, and I showed you where the boo wars I had in there. And also, back in the 2000s, where the Xbox event and the WWE restaurant, all that stuff. So that was really cool showing that. So what are you talking about New York overall, man? I know it was a very quick, less than 24 hours, you know, for you.
You know, our other friend who was with you when I first saw you, you know, when she was giving me a hard time about not staying, I instantly regretted it. I was like, oh my God, I should have stayed an extra day. I wasn't even in New York 24 hours.
Yeah, it was very quick.
You know what I mean? So that sucked because of the flight delay and everything. So just being able to walk around Manhattan a little bit and just kind of see things that, you know, obviously historic things that you see on television all the time, to see it in real time, be in Times Square. All that was really cool. You know, we went, got a New York bagel. That was cool doing that in the morning.
Yeah.
Went to the Nintendo store, got to see 30 Rock, got to see the Today Show, all that stuff, man. Rainbow Room, where they filmed Saturday Night Live, all those things. That was cool. But I definitely want to do an extended trip. So I want to go to Brooklyn. I want to see Queens. Yeah, like I want to go see all the boroughs, Harlem, all of that. So yeah, if anything, I think the reputation New York gets, at least in Manhattan, anyways, was highly exaggerated. Honestly, it was, everybody's just chill, normal people just doing their thing. There was no rude people or anything crazy like that. You know, definitely. You know, we saw Central Park, but I want to go to Central Park, do all that stuff too. So yeah, a lot to do in New York. Definitely got to go back.
Yeah, and it's very fast paced. We haven't even taken the train too. Like, there was like a lot of things I wanted you to check out. And also, I definitely gotta take you to the birth of hip hop in the Bronx.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. I want to do all that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, the Apollo 125th.
Yeah, right.
Iconic. Yeah. For next time, you just let me know. We'll plan it out, Paris. We'll plan it out. All right, everyone. So we have a couple topics here. One, I've been thinking about it for days, and I brought it up briefly to Paris, like, yo, we got to talk about it on the show. And also, I have two questions that Paris hasn't heard yet. One of them is a very good question. I'm like, yo, we got to talk about this. So we're going to play here in a few minutes. Now, Paris, I think I'm losing faith on pricing on the ROG Xbox Ally handhelds. And the reason is, once I got to see the announcement that there was another price increase from Xbox because of the tariffs and different reasons, you know, all that stuff, I just can't see this handheld being cheap. It's going to be expensive. And look, I'm not talking about the black one. I know the black version is going to be more expensive than the white version, the S handheld, right? I think it's going to be expensive, man. So I think a lot of people are not going to be surprised. If Xbox increased the price for the second time this year of the consoles, I think the handheld is not going to be cheap, man. So I just want to start off with that, and we could start having that conversation about it, man. Your thoughts about that theory?
So what did I say a few weeks, months ago? So much so, I know other people was taking my comments and making whole-ass podcasts about it. What did I say? This is the worst console generation in the history of gaming. And 100%. It's not about the games. I think people misconstrue that. Of course there's amazing games this generation. This is the first generation where you were better off buying an Xbox or a PlayStation in 2020 than you are in 2025. That is insanity. And to your point about the handheld, this does concern me because obviously we don't know the price. We've seen placeholder leaks, you know, speculation on what it would be, but they've still not given us the price. Look, I'll be shocked if we don't get it next week. We have to. There's not enough time. If you want pre-orders, if you want, you have to announce this price by next week. So I do think as of this recording, which is going into the week of the 22nd, we're going to get the price and there'll be pre-orders. Here's my thought. I think the white one, again, is going to be the more popular one because it's going to be the more cheaper one. Anything over $550 is DOA.
For the white one.
The black one is for enthusiasts. That's not going to sell big anyways. The enthusiasts will spend $1,000 on it, whatever it could potentially be. They're just going to spend the money on it because they're enthusiasts. But the mass adoption, the one that you want more people to actually pick up, is going to be the white one. I'm telling you, if that thing's like $600+, DOA. DOA. No one's going to buy it. No one's going to buy that thing. If you go all the way back to June, we first got hands on, was saying, and then this thing ain't going to be cheap. Now it's even worse. The fact that Xbox raises the price again, you can blame it on tariffs. You can do whatever. They're clearly everything's a goddamn Xbox. I get it, but it is insane that these consoles cost this much. And that's why I go back again to what I've been saying. This is the worst generation because they are making it so expensive. It is not affordable anymore. Gaming's supposed to be for everybody. Now it's for people that have disposable income that can afford this stuff. Why do you think I champion Game Pass so much? Because Game Pass is a cheap barrier to entry into gaming, right? It allows you to play a bunch of games at an affordable price. We know that price is going to eventually go up too for that subscription. The consoles now, again, if you don't, like, I got the Series S sitting behind me right now. If you don't already have an S or an X, goddamn, $400 for an S? That's crazy.
That is crazy.
And then what is the X? I think the base all-digital one, is that $550?
I think it is $50.
Yeah, I think that one's $550. But obviously, yeah. If you want the one with the disk drive, the 2 terabyte and all that, I mean, it's $800. That's crazy.
That is crazy.
Look, you know me, I'm cheapskate. I will never defend raising prices. I don't, tariffs ain't my problem. So when you pass it on to me, I'm going to be even more selective about what I purchase. Mm-hmm. That's just what's going to happen with gaming. Bro, I don't know, man. It'll be fascinating to see what this handheld price is going to be. If you look at the Lenovo, the Legion Go 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God! It's like over 1,000.
This is like $1,300 or something crazy like that, right? Ain't no effing way I'm buying that. Why? You might as well build a PC. what do we do?
Didn't they say that that the pre-orders has been so many that it's not enough for the amount of pre-orders that they've been doing
for
the Legion one? I'm like, really? Are you sure?
I don't believe that.
I think that's some.
How many did they make? 10. Who's spending that amount of money in this economy? That's crazy.
I
don't know, man. Look, full disclosure, obviously with us, we obviously get things to review, all that. But at the end of the day, I'm always going to fight for value and the price of things. This shit is too expensive. And I don't, again, we know the reality of the world, tariffs, all these things. But here's the other thing that it concerns me. Okay, tariffs, that's why you're doing it, right? At least partially. Prices ain't going to go down.
It might go
even
up.
Even if they resolve this tariff stuff, they're not going to go, oh, let's bring it back to this. No, these are the new prices now. So when you go into the next generation of whatever these PlayStation 6, the next Xbox, whatever, bro, we ain't getting $399 no more. We're not getting $500 no more. It's going to be expensive. It just is.
I think the only way, if the competition sells it for very cheap and it's selling like crazy and it's hurting them financially, I think that's when companies are going to start saying, okay, we got to lower the price. That's the only way. And there's something similar to that topic later that I'm going to play, but yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's another part to this because, it wasn't Matt Piscatella. It was Chris Dring. Chris Dring actually posted this, but this is something, again, love him, hate him, whatever you want to think. Phil Spencer has been warning us about this for years. Clearly, a lot of people didn't want to listen, but we're all starting to see this stuff come to fruition now, right? And it's not just Xbox. Obviously, PlayStation's raised prices. You see the prices of Switch 2 on down the line. Chris Dring put that article out showing you that people aren't buying consoles at the same rate that they did the last generation. Clearly, it's heavily skewed more towards Xbox than PlayStation, but even the PS5 compared to the PS4, it's millions less than it was at the same point, right? So, you know, your daughter's still too young, but obviously I got grown-ass kids that get and play game and all this, and I've been saying this for years too. They don't care about these consoles anymore. They don't. They are not us. I keep trying to tell people this. Stop looking at old people like me. Look at your children. Look at the next generation that's coming up playing these games. They play on this. They'll be quick to just play on a phone than they would actually, oh, I got to go get an Xbox or a PlayStation. They're going to play where it's most convenient for them. And we're starting to see they're not playing on console anymore. Obviously, everybody got PC, laptop, cloud streaming, all these things. They're starting to gravitate towards that. That's just a fact. Again, I go back to something Phil Spencer said years ago. And, you know, we get accused of, oh, you're just repeating what he said, blah, 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 blah. But he wasn't wrong. He said the console market is not growing. It is the same 200 million people every freaking year. And it's been like that for over a decade. So when you look at that, you see, okay, it's still not, it's less. We're seeing numbers, regardless if it's on PlayStation or Xbox. Where are they going? That's the question you have to ask. It's not like all these millions of people that stopped buying an Xbox ran over to PlayStation and PlayStation grew. PlayStation is less too. So where are they going? They're going to PC. They're going to mobile. That's where they're going. Mm-hmm. So these prices of consoles going up, you're going to see the exodus happen even more. Because I look at it from my standpoint. Why the hell am I spending $800 on an Xbox when I might as well just spend a little more, build a PC or buy one out of the box, and the PC's damn near playing everything anyways, and I get to use it for productivity and other things too. It's not just a gaming machine. It can do games plus more. I'd rather invest in that. Or yeah, you see that iPhone 17 coming out now, and hell, even like I got the 16 now, you know, we went to the Apple event last year. They're playing Resident Evil, Assassin's Creed, and all these AAA games now. Or you can play them on your phone. You don't need a console to play this stuff anymore. And I'm going to tell you right now, that new Apple TV that's about to get announced is going to change a lot. Because that is probably going to have, I think the rumor was not the A19 chip, but it's going to have one of the newer chips in it, right, from Apple. It's going to play AAA games. It's not just Apple Arcade anymore. It's going to start playing AAA games on your Apple TV. It is the Trojan horse for Apple to get into your living room for gaming. And that's going to be a cheaper entry to get that. Why am I spending $800 on an Xbox when I could go spend $200 on an Apple TV and I'm still playing Assassin's Creed and Resident Evil and everything and Cyberpunk and everything else? right? Not to mention, obviously, you know, I've talked about it before, GeForce Now, cloud streaming. I don't need an expensive hardware sitting under my television anymore. My LG TV, my Samsung TV right now, I can cloud stream this stuff, and I'm essentially playing it at 5080 GPU in the cloud, ray tracing, HDR, all that stuff, 4K, 120 frames. It's changing. There's too many options now that what we're used to doing, us old people, that's not what the next generation is doing. And y'all can clip this and you can make your 20-hour podcast trying to tell me how I'm wrong, quote tweet it and all that, because you need to use what we say for content. But I'm not wrong.
Well, thank you, first of all. Thank you for using our content for promotion.
You know what, I didn't say that because that's hilarious, because it's the same people. It's like, make your own original content. Stop worrying about what I got to say.
Yeah, I love that. No, I do want to say this, because look, this is why a couple weeks back we mentioned why we see more of the bigger publishers going multi-platform, because, yo, it's the same number, like you were saying, it's the same numbers every year. And to get a new audience, yo, we have to expand. They have to go to other places, you know? So, yeah, the console sales is not the same as before. It's not selling now where we are, especially with these prices going up. Bro, who in the hell is going to go to the store and be like, man, I can't wait to buy an Xbox console at this price. And it's been a couple years, already out. Bro, it's not going to happen. But if you already have a Switch or Switch 2 or a PC or PlayStation 5 or whatever, it makes sense why Xbox is releasing these games everywhere, because it's going to expand. PlayStation is doing the same exact thing. And then look at the Helldivers 2 numbers. You know, things are changing. People are just not ready for this change, Paris. They're not ready. At first, it's weird. Now I'm already used to it.
I do want to slightly correct you.
What?
We're not ready for the change. The next generation could care less.
Oh, that's true. That's true. Yeah. You're right. Well, yes and no. Us, we're okay. I'm like, I get it. But other people, I totally agree, Paris. They're not ready for it, man. They still stuck in the 90s, 2000s, you know, even the late 70s type era. You know what I'm saying? So, I get it, man. I get it. Look, that's why more companies are going multi-platform, cross-play, cross-progression. Look, play our games. It's about the software. It's not about the hardware. More than ever.
Do you know Helldivers 2? I just saw this yesterday. Fourth highest revenue generator for the month of August.
That's
crazy. Remember, the update did not come out until August 26th.
That's crazy.
Think about that. May or may not have heard someone yesterday, I keep names out of it, arguing about why exclusives are so important and how, people are flip-flopping, blah, 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 blah. We've said this before. I'm going to say it again. If you asked this question 5 years ago, everybody across the board would have said exclusives are important. Of course, because that was just the norm. It has obviously changed in the past few years. Why am I going to bang my head against a wall of futility when I'm clearly seeing the writing on the wall of what's happening industry-wide? Nintendo is the anomaly. We know that because people love to throw Nintendo into it. But I tell you what, I ain't spending no goddamn $70 on Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, and it's still the same game 20 years ago. I know that. But anyways, point is, it's changing. I'm not going to stick my head in the sand. I'm going to look at stuff, try and be logical about it. Because obviously, even when we talked about it from years back, it was always, well, this is what it is. So, okay, this is, of course, they're doing this because of X, Y, and Z. X, Y, and Z has now changed to ABC. It's changed. And we're seeing, if you want to maximize, again, we've talked about it, development costs are out of control. People are getting laid off across the board. The mandate at these corporations is growth, 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 growth. How do you grow? If it's the same 200 million people buying the same games, and let's remember, and we've seen the numbers, they ain't buying the exclusive games, they're buying the third-party games. Those are the biggest sellers across all these platforms, anyways, except Nintendo. Why am I limiting how many people can play my game? That's a serious question, because even as a consumer, why do I care if it's somewhere else? I mean, seriously. And we've talked about this a million times, so I don't need to keep repeating it. But we're seeing the Forza Horizon 5s selling like crazy on another platform. We're seeing now Helldivers 2 selling like crazy on other platforms. Do you really think they're going to see that and go, we're just keep it the same? No, they're going to experiment, and they're going to continue to do this. It's just going to happen. And ultimately, it's fine. Buy a PlayStation 6. Buy the next Xbox Rogue Ally 12X94, whatever it's going to be called. It doesn't matter. Play where the frick you want. And that's what I don't get when I just see people just honestly just being stubborn at this point. Okay. Game, like Returnal might show up on Xbox, allegedly. Okay, fine.
I hope so. Please bring it. I'll play that again.
Yeah. Ultimately, what does it matter if it does? I guess that's the point I'm trying to make. How is it hurting you? Because I think the argument I see now, well, people won't buy the hardware. What we're seeing now, even if they are buying the hardware, the attach rate of games to it is minimal.
It's very low.
Unless it's third party. So why does it matter? That's all I'm saying. So anyways, I'm getting a little off the topic of it. But the whole point is, these consoles ain't cheap. If you think the prices are going to go in reverse, you're fooling yourself. This is the new norm. And I think you're going to see less adoption of hardware moving forward because the economy sucks. People are having to be more careful with their money. These things are more expensive. So here's what I think is going to happen. Like we've been fortunate enough that we've been multi-platform gamers. And I think a lot of people that watch these shows and stuff that we do, we're multi-platform gamers. We got an Xbox, we got a PlayStation, we got a Nintendo, all of that. What I think is going to happen is, well, I just got a PlayStation, or I just got an Xbox, or I just got a PC, because all that money that you were spreading across multiple devices, you're going to have to spend it on one now. So you're going to be more selective with your choice. So if that's the case, then I need to make sure my games are where you are, not you come to me, because people are going to be a lot more picky about the devices that they purchase. So put your games everywhere. That's what I think is going to happen. And I will say again, because you know how it goes. No, PlayStation is not going to do what Xbox is doing. I am not saying that at all. They have a strategy. They still have more importance into selling their hardware than Xbox clearly does, right? But we already see the cadence. Comes out on PlayStation first. Then a year later, PC. And I will start to think you're going to see some come to Xbox and to Switch too. That's what I think is going to happen. And you know what? It's fine.
You're still going to play it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
By the way, I have this is a post here. This was on YouTube. By the way, I know we have a group of people watching on YouTube. Shout out to y'all. This is from Sin. Yeah, why would I care that HBO's The Wire can be watched on Amazon Prime? It's the same exact thing. Imagine
it's still The Wire. It's still Stringer and Avon and McNulty and Carsetti and all of them. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's still The Wire. Who cares?
Exactly. Now, here's my prediction, Paris. We're gonna get to see the price of the ROG Xbox Ally handhelds. Mm-hmm. Maybe this week. Maybe this week.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, price increase. If this continues, I think the price is going to increase next year.
I don't want to agree with you. But I won't be shocked. I guess is the point. I hope not. My God.
Yeah, I mean, with the way how everything is going, nothing surprises me anymore. Nothing surprises me.
No, it really doesn't.
Nothing
surprises me.
Yeah. By the way, go ahead.
The price of Game Pass is going to go up. The price of PlayStation Plus is going to, like, everything is going to go up. Just is. So be prepared now.
All right, everyone. We have some questions here for FanMail, because I know we have to wrap it up exactly at 8:30 or so. So yeah, I'm going to start. I'm going to start with this question, and let's do it. We're ready for FanMail. Here it goes. First question. There, can you hear it now?
What's up, Danny, Pete, Paris? It's Toon from New York. My question, I hope I get it clearly to you guys to understand is, do video game developers have a responsibility to price their games a certain way, or are they thinking about how they may negatively impact other developers when they come out with their price for their game? For example, Hollow Knight Silksong came out for $20, which is a fantastic deal for consumers. But other game developers, especially in the indie side, may have a game that they're releasing for the same price or maybe even a little bit more, but don't have the same quality. And are concerned that they may not, they no longer may look enticing for consumers to purchase their game as compared to the high quality of Silksong. And another example would be GTA 6, which is going to release next year. A lot of people are saying the game is going to be $100. But what if they decided, instead of selling 50 million copies at $100, which a lot of people would say is reasonable for the expected quality of the game, versus they decide, okay, we're going to come out with it for $50 instead so that we could sell 100, 200 million copies, or even break the record for most sold game of all time. Is there like a negative impact on developers when they decide to do these things? Thank you, guys. Have a good one. Peace.
Yeah, shout out to Medic. We actually had that conversation in New York. We got to hang out. And I'm like, yo, you should submit that question, because I think that would be a great conversation to talk about. And this is what I brought up, Paris. It's part of the competition, you know, when it comes to business. I brought up an example, and this is, you know, for people that don't remember, this is a long, long time ago. You know, NFL 2K, I remember 2K5, it got released, and it was $20. Remember that? And then Madden released no more price. I think it was like $59.99 at that time, too. EA Sports panicked, and they got together with NFL and made that as an exclusive deal, I think, only for EA Sports for I don't know how long. And it was like the last time we got to see NFL 2K5. And I also brought up this, man. Look, there's people that like to go to restaurants to eat, right? But, yo, there's, you know, as a business owner, it's cheaper to create a food truck and go to different places to sell your food, right? So, like, same thing with, like, yellow cabs, but then there's Uber and Lyft. It's part of the competition. I don't see this as, like, it's hurting the developers for this game being $20. Look, if it's something that works for them, it works for them. There's games that's out there that's for totally for free that you can play, and they'll have ads or cosmetics or whatever. It's part of the competition, I think, man. I don't see this as like a way like, oh, it's going to hurt the devs that are planning to release like games in the future. If the game is good, people will buy it. That's how I see it. If it's bad and it's $50, people are not going to buy it. You know what I'm saying? So what do you have to say about it?
Slight correction on what you were saying with NFL 2K5, because I was going to bring that up too.
Yeah.
It was the NFL.
Oh, it was NFL. I thought it was EA.
The NFL did not like, they felt that putting it at $20 was cheapening the product, lowering the value of the product. So now the expectation you're right. Moving forward would have been, well, I want my NFL games at $20 from now on. So that's why they quickly pivoted. It was like, EA, oh, y'all going to still make it $60? Y'all going to have it for the rest of eternity. You know, so that was the main reason why 2K lost the NFL license, because the NFL didn't want a $20 product. They wanted to clearly maximize and obviously make the most money that they can. Again, corporations is what it does. But to your point about that question, it's a fascinating question, because I don't think I'm smart enough to have a real answer for it, because I see both sides of it, unfortunately. Again, I think a Team Cherry and a Rockstar, they can get away with their pricing because their games are heat. Team Cherry's like, look, this is a past project for us. We took our time because we weren't of course, they want to make money and revenue, but there was an urgency. We got to get this out of the gate because we got to make all this money, blah, blah, blah. It's like, no, we take our time. I think it was 7 years. It's out. This is a love letter to our fans. Obviously, they didn't have reviews out early because they wanted to honor the Kickstarters that helped all this. All these things factored into it. So $20. Obviously, the game still sold like crazy because of the price. Obviously, it's a great game. They're good. But then you have other indie developers out there that see that price and it seems like it's undercutting them. So I do see their concern, but I will also say I'm a consumer, so I always want the cheapest price regardless. Yeah. But then on the flip side, Grand Theft Auto is the anomaly. They can get away. I forget who just told me this. Someone just told me this. I forget who told me this, but as much as Grand Theft Auto can get away with $80, $90, $100, collector's editions, $250, whatever the hell it's going to be, they probably won't do it. They'll do it in a slick way. They'll still give you the game at $70, but early access is $90, $100, whatever dollars. So that FOMO of the biggest game in gaming history, if you want to play it 5 days early or whatever the hell it's going to be, you need to give us $10, $20 more than the price. But if you're willing to wait, we'll still give it to you at $70. So that way, they can still be, hey, look, we're the good guy. We're still giving it to you at $70. Even though we know we could charge it more, it's up to you as a consumer if you got FOMO. If you got FOMO, then you're going to give us some more money. But if you can wait a few days, you get it at the normal price. So that's what I think is going to happen in that. And I know that 100% answers this question, because, again, I really don't have an answer either way. I see both sides of it. As a consumer, you obviously want the most value regardless, that because we're the consumer. It's not my job to worry about their profit margins. My job is to save money. So when a Silk Song comes out at $20, you're damn right I'm happy for that because it's $20. But I do see, again, this is everything we're just talking about with crazy prices, budgets, and all that. These companies are trying to make the most money possible. So there has to always be a balance with that, I think. But again, I don't have the answers. I'm not smart enough to answer that.
It's like right now, if you go online and buy Clair Obscur Exhibition 33, I believe the game is $49.99, I believe, something like that. So, and it's an indie product, so... Mm-hmm. And they've been successful, right? Now, they could have charged even cheaper if they really wanted to. And that game would have sold like crazy. You know what I'm saying? So they could even charge that game $59.99 and people would have bought it because it looked like a – it felt playing like a triple-A game. You know what I'm saying? So did that hurt other indie RPG games out there? I don't think so. You know, again, if the game is good, people will buy it no matter the price. No matter the price.
Yeah, but ahead. I think the argument in that, and I'm just being devil's advocate here, but sure. I think the argument in that is, let's just take the Outer Worlds 2 as an example. Outer Worlds 2 is going to come out at 70. Originally it was 80, lowered the price. It's 70. Everybody at this point is expecting Expedition 33 to be game of the year, right? That at 50, another RPG that we all expect to be pretty good at 70. Now the customer's going, well, why are you charging me 70 when this game, as good as it is 50? And that's where I think, and again, I'm not taking, as I said, I just want to be clear on that, because again, I'd rather spend 50 than 70. But I think that's why you're seeing some pushback from some devs on that the standard price is 70. But here's someone coming in and undercutting that. And it's really, really good. So now the customer is going to be demanding, you need to lower your price to where I'm not going to buy your product. That's what I think is happening with that. So that's why I think you're seeing with a Silk Song at 20, and then you got other indie devs charging $30, $40, $50. Well, damn. Now they're going to expect my game to be 20. I can't afford my game to be 20.
I agree. I see
what that's what I think. That's what I think is happening. But I will say again, that's not my problem to solve because I am not on that side of the fence that I'm making those decisions. They have to figure that out because a customer is always going to default to the cheapest price.
Mm-hmm. Or the free version. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah,
that's true. I don't know. It's very complicated. To me, it's part of the competition. It's part of the business strategy. Like, hey, how can I get the most attention and the most sales? I gotta think about it. You know, I can't be worrying about other companies. I have to worry about my company. I'm the one investors and all this other stuff. I have to worry about my team. Like, how can I help? But at the same time, help the industry overall, because now we're getting so much attention and it's a lot of people. But you get what I'm saying? Like, it's not about like, well, so-and-so doesn't like that. I have it for $20. Let me, you know, raise the price up. Like, that's not going to work, man.
That's not going to happen. No.
It's never going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, man. But that was a great question. Shout out to 2Medic for sending that question to us. Anything else, Paris? I know we have a couple more minutes left here. Anything else before we...
We're about to hit this crazy time of the year where there's just so many different games coming out. Obviously, we'll talk about Yote later this week. I just mentioned the Outer Worlds 2. Ark Raiders is coming out. Ninja Gaiden 4 is coming out. Keeper's coming out. Battlefield 6 is coming out. Black Ops 7 is coming out. I'm just spinning this stuff off the top of my head. Kirby's Air Ride's coming out. Metro Prime 4 is coming out. It's like, goddamn. It's, and that's where I bring it all full circle to the conversation we had at the beginning of the year. It's not that we don't have amazing games to play. Of course, some amazing content is coming out and has been coming out all this year. Amazing. It's just the damn prices, man. My God. That's the crazy part. Like, look, I'm going to complain about this because I actually got a little bit of pushback on this and I will die on this hill. Nintendo. No. No, Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 should not be $70. Those games came out almost 20 years ago. You're not making a significant enough upgrade to them on Switch 2 that I should be spending either $70 for both together or $40 each. That's crazy to me. No, real talk. I personally think the bundle should be $40. That's what I think. Maybe $50 at most. $20 each. That's what I think it should be. You want to celebrate 40 years of Mario. We want to do all these things. Make it accessible to the maximum amount of people. This goes back to everything that we're saying. Amazing game. Again, Mario Galaxy 2, arguably, is the second greatest Mario game ever made. Because I will die on the hill that Mario 3 is the greatest one. But that's how much I love Galaxy 2. And obviously, Galaxy 1 is not that far behind. They're amazing games. If you've never played them, you will 100% enjoy the experience. That is not the argument here. It's just, damn, hook a brother up. Why are you charging me so much for it?
Can I say something, though?
Yes, please. Go ahead.
Play Devil's Advocate. That game is not for you, Paris. That game re-release is not for you. It's for the new audience that they'll go to the movie theaters and they get to see, wow, Mario Galaxy. Wait, there's a game? Oh, a new Mario game. And they go and they're going to play for the first time. That's the audience that Nintendo's going after. The audience that go to the parks, Universal Studios, and say, oh, man, Mario Kart, what is this? Wow. They're going after that crowd, not us. That's the problem.
Here's my pushback to your pushback.
Oh.
How many more people that just went to Universal and Jesus Christ probably spent $1,000 trying to take their family to go? How many more of them would pick up Mario Galaxy 1 and 2 at $40 than they would at $70?
Paris, remember earlier you were like talking about prices and this and that? Bro, there is an audience out there that doesn't care. They will spend $1,000 to go to the studio. Like, oh, I'm going to buy this game too. Like, they don't care. They're going to buy. For me, I'm like, I'm not paying for that. But there's an audience that will pay it because it's Mario Galaxy. That's what they're going after, man. I think at the end of the...
Guess who ain't spending it? Me. Because you don't see no Galaxy on here and I ain't spending no $70 for it. That's all I know.
Well, I have the original 3 bundle, the... 3 games bundle. Was it Mario Galaxy, Mario Sunshine, and something else?
And Galaxy 1 is part of that. Which again, brings me back to my point. So then if I just want Galaxy 2, you charge me $40? God damn!
Yo, I don't know, bro.
Nah, I mean, and I will say this as well. As much as I like Mario Kart, if I did not get it as a part of the bundle and essentially get it for $50, there was no way in hell I was spending $80 for that. I wasn't. I won't. I refuse. I won't do it. By the way, at some point, you just, not doing it.
By the way, shout out to Pete. He says, he's in the chat, by the way.
I saw it.
I hate to agree with Danny, but he agrees. He agrees with me. Thank you, Pete. Shout out to Hey, it's the truth, man. They're going after a whole new audience.
I get it. But that don't mean I gotta like it.
I'm not gonna go out there and buy it because of that. I'm not gonna do that, you know, but wow.
It's just like when I think about like on PlayStation side with the Last of Us TV show, right? That obviously heightened a lot of awareness into it, got people excited. I guarantee you more people would have picked up The Last of Us Part 1 and 2 if it was $50.
Of course, people... That's all I'm saying. Of course.
It's too much for these older games, man.
Bro, is Nintendo...
Let me say this. At least PlayStation, there was a quote-unquote upgrade to them. Okay, I can somewhat justify that in my head. They ain't upgrading nothing with these Galaxy games. You just getting the same goddamn game that you got back in 07.
I just want to say this. It's Nintendo. They're going to do what the hell they want. And guess what? People are going to buy it. Bro, they're releasing Virtua Boy, the accessory, the games. People were like, huh? I bet you it's going to sell. It's going to sell out. I guarantee you it's going to sell out.
But that's what I'm saying, Danny. That's what... I just want to be on the record vocal about this. We excuse Nintendo way too much. I'm very guilty of it. It's just getting to the point now. I'm just like, man, come on now. You're already robbing us blind. It's like, Jesus Christ, let me keep something. You know, I'm like Denzel. Yeah. Like, I'm trying to leave here with something. Damn.
Yo. Do you know how much they're selling? Supposedly, I don't know if this is confirmation. Do you know how much they're going to sell the Virtual Boy, the accessory? There's two versions. There's the car box version, and there's the actual. Do you know how much it is?
I have no idea.
$100.
And here's the funny part about all of this. $139.
Sorry. Thank you for.
I was living in Japan when the Virtual Boy came out. It sucked then, and it's gonna suck now. Just keep it. Let's keep it a buck. The Virtual Boy sucked. It was not good. They're robbing people blind. That's all I'm saying. You're robbing you blind with this stuff. They're not good. It wasn't good. It wasn't good then. So why would it be good now?
Actually, I'm looking at the official website. It's $99. It's $99.99.
Insanity.
I can't believe people are actually buying this.
Insanity. Because you're right. People will go. And again. You got to blame us as consumers. If we keep buying it, they're going to keep doing it.
Yep.
Bottom line.
They're going to be like, what else that we have that was not that good at that time? We could re-release it. But honestly, this is what's going to happen. People are going to buy it for jokes just to just to have it as a collection because they probably missed out during that time. And there's actually people that are curious, like, wow, they're actually going towards the VR.
Now, I will say this, though. There's one thing that I would do anything for. I love Wario. I'd do anything for Wario. I love me some Wario. I just say that.
So you will play that game?
Whatever Wario wants, Wario gets. And remember, we were in the Nintendo store. I was very disappointed being in the Nintendo store. And I was going to get a Wario plushie. And they don't sell them. Bro literally told me, if you want it, you got to go online to get it.
Yeah, he did.
I'm like, this is the goddamn Nintendo store. How do you... You got Mario, you got Link, you got everybody except freaking Wario. That was disappointing.
Wait a minute. Breaking news.
Uh-oh. Oh, my...
Breaking. I don't know... And look, whoever's watching this, go to the official website to see if this is true. Somebody found Horizon Zero Dawn on Xbox.com.
Fake. Already.
It's fake?
I saw this on Reddit already. If not fake, but if you dig into it, that's been there for years. It's not new.
Are you sure?
Yes. It's not new.
I still think it's going to come out.
I saw it at 5 o'clock this morning. I looked. I was like, what?
Wait. So you woke up and you're like, wait. Have I seen things?
And then I read in the comments, it's a nothing burger. This isn't anything. This isn't confirmation of anything.
Look, it is coming up. Come on. You know it's coming up, Paris. You know.
You just want to get clipped. You're just trying to get clipped. You just want to get Paris. The fanboys mad. They're going to clip you. They're going to make Paris. A 7-hour podcast talking about Danny Penny of Gamertag Radio, known yeah. Xbox fan and shill, is yeah. determined to manifest that Horizon Zero Dawn is going to come to the Xbox. And I'm here to tell you right now, Horizon Zero Dawn is a PlayStation exclusive. I don't care if it's on PC. It'll never come to Xbox because it is a guerrilla game, and guerrilla games are PlayStation decadent. Engine, you will never see the light of day on an Xbox platform. So stop making up these falsehoods, trying to get your Xbox fans excited about a Horizon Zero Dawn. You will never get Aloy, ever.
This is what's gonna happen. What? Why do you sound so passionate about this thing?
bro, it's because I see this stuff. I see this stuff. People send me clips of certain people. And I just shake my head every time because it's like, and I'm a cuss. You are so full of shit with this. You don't care this much. Who cares? So no, if it were yeah. to ever happen, who cares?
But who cares? We know
there are certain people out there that because they need to hit member goals, they will say the craziest stuff ever because they want to, as we know, as other certain person, I need to appease my PlayStation audience. Just saying.
Yo, I have never heard Paris's passion.
You know what, Pete? That was literally all off the top of my head. I've never done that before in my life. All off the top of my head.
Pete said in the chat, Paris practices in the mirror.
I did. I swear to God, I did. That was all off the top of my head.
He wakes up in the morning. He's brushing his teeth. And he's like, and he's just talking to himself. Oh my God! Paris has rehearsed his speech.
No, I did.
It's classic. It is classic.
It's just the nonsense I see online. I see it. It's just like I said. That was top of the head. I
didn't save the clip.
This is nothing. One take.
Save the clip. Save the clip because you know what's gonna happen when that game Return All the Ones comes out. We're gonna be playing that that clip the whole time. All right, guys. Thank you so much for watching episode 1458. Wow, can you believe that? 1458. We're not gonna hit 1500 this year. I think maybe
that'll be next year.
Next year, but wow, that's a lot of episodes, man. Woo, a lot of episodes. By the way, Paris might know. He probably knows about this. I have an interview.
Oh, yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I have an interview coming up. It's going to be a very interesting conversation. Be on the lookout for it. I don't know. I don't know if it's coming out this week. It's between this and next week, but it's going to be a very interesting interview. That's all I will say. And you're not going to get that. Go ahead, Paris. You were going to say something?
No, I'm still laughing at the little speech I did a minute ago because I know I'm going to watch it back and I'm just going to laugh.
Somebody clip that, please. Post it online. Tag Paris. Yeah. No, it's not. It's not Sarah. It's not Matt. I don't know why people are like right away. Yo, the execs. Maybe an exec. I don't know. It's all good. That's what I call podcast exclusive. You know, when we talk about competition, you got to do different things to get your name out there. Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I will not be on that because I will be out of town.
See, that's not my fault. That's a you problem, not my problem. I've been trying to help you out so you could be part of it, man. But you're like, yeah, I'm traveling.
I'll be out of town. I'll be with Wario. That's where I'll be. I'll be with Wario.
In Seattle?
None of your business where I'll be. Don't be giving up my locations.
You should hint it.
I will. Well, I'll give this. I will be in Seattle in 2 weeks. For sure. 100%. I'll say that. But
in 2 weeks, what's going on?
That has nothing to do with gaming, though. I'll be there for the Bucks and the Seahawks.
Okay. But you get in there early. Hint, hint. Nah, he's not. He's not. He's going to go over the weekend when everything is closed. It's all good. All right, guys.
Hey, you don't know what I'm doing. I love how you just laid out my travel plan. Oh, he won't be there early. He's going to be there. You don't know what I'm going to do. How about that? I'll be in Seattle doing whatever I'm doing. How about that? Stop giving up my business.
It's all good. All right, guys. What is your problem?
You've been my problem for 20 years.
It's all good. All right, everyone. Thank you for watching and also listening to Gamertag Radio episode 1458. We'll be back.
Hit the like button and hit our member goals. We'll do a Saturday stream.
All this stuff. Make sure to send some love. And actually, we're gonna have more episodes coming out this week. I know we have the Ghost of Yote, maybe a couple other things I can't say, but stay tuned. All right, until next time. Wrap. Take care.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.